Good afternoon. I'm here with my friend and colleague, Sue Takamoto. We're in the Miyagi Prefecture of Japan, and today we want to talk about the Nozomi Project, just on the eve of a very significant event that happened 9 years ago tomorrow. Sue, what was that event? What happened 9 years ago?
9 years ago was when the world was shocked and rocked by the triple disaster that hit the whole eastern seaboard of Japan.
And tell us, out of that horrific disaster with devastating consequences, something ended up happening with your family that moved you up here and inspired you to start what's called the Nozomi Project. Tell us that story.
Well, Joe, you know that my husband and I had lived in the Sendai area, very close to where we are right now, and we already had a heart for the people here. But when the disaster happened, we were living about 12 hours away, and we were not thinking about relocating at all. But through that disaster, my husband and I both felt God calling us to be part of the work that he was doing here. And it wasn't even like we sensed him saying, you need to go. You need to go and take your family. But rather, it felt like an invitation from God to say, come if you'd like to and join me in the amazing work that I'm going to do in rebuilding that area. And so, Joe, it was really a privilege more than anything to be invited by God to see what he was going to do in an area that had been so devastated.
That's amazing. And from moving up here, you started to meet some of the people in the neighborhood and realized just a real sense of loss and hopelessness and concern and massive issues that people were facing. Through that, you had this idea of helping out these people. Tell us what happened at that point.
One day I was helping to clean out a park, and we wanted to make it possible for kids to play there again, but there were pieces of trucks and dead fish and piles of clothing everywhere. We were throwing out those pieces, and everywhere I looked, there were pieces of broken pottery littering the ground, and they were really beautiful, so I started collecting them. And I kept thinking, I wonder if we could do something with these pieces. At the same time, I was becoming friends with women in my children's school. They were women who had all lost their homes, their jobs, family members by the tsunami that had come in. And they were devastated women. They would wear smiles for their children, but when their kids would leave, I would see they had nothing in their lives. And that's when God put the idea into my head. It was his idea of using the broken pottery to create jewelry and create jobs and hope for these women. And that was essentially the start of the Nozomi Project.
And this amazing story. I'm curious, why did you call it the Nozomi Project? How did the word Nozomi hit you?
We were having a meeting when we realized, oh, we need a name for this. We're making jewelry. We don't really have a sense of what this is going to look like. But if we want to create a business, we need a name. And one of the women who was gathering and working with us, she had lost her mom and her sister in the disaster. She was divorced, a mom of three little girls. And she said, Sue, whatever the name is, it has to mean hope, because this is the first place where I have found hope. And as we started to think, it just clicked. Nozomi is the Japanese word for hope, and it's a woman's name in Japanese. And it just made sense for an organization that's working with women to be called Nozomi.
What an amazing story. Now, the mission and the organization of the Nozomi Project has been developing over the last several years, and now it's really growing. Tell us the impact of the Nozomi Project. How many countries are you shipping product to, and how many ladies are employed? Tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, it's amazing. As I look back over the last 8 years that we've been working, to just see how God has taken that little idea and grown it. And we've had over 30 women who have worked with us at Nozomi. And we have a map down on our first floor. And every time there's a new country, one of our staff will put a pin in the map to signify it's a new place where we're going. And there have been over 40 countries, Joe, that we've sent wow. Nozomi Project to in the last, since we've been in business. And we just had Bulgaria. Somebody from Bulgaria Amazing. Bought Nozomi last week, and so we have a new pin in Bulgaria.
That is awesome. Now, if people are interested in, you know, the jewelry from the Nozomi Project, how do they go about finding it? How can they go on and buy it? And is it easy to ship to them? How do you get it from Japan to the other parts of the world?
Yeah, we just yesterday, somebody from South Africa wrote and said, can you get it to me in South Africa? And I wrote and said, we ship worldwide for free. So anybody listening, we would love to send Nozomi to you. If you go to nozomiproject.com, and Nozomi is N-O-Z-O-M-I, nozomiproject.com. And whatever you order, we will ship for free to you wherever you are in the world, or ship it to somebody that you know who needs hope.
Now, you founded this ministry or this organization, Nozomi Project, but it's become acclaimed in Japan. I heard that TEDx did a talk with you, right, from, was it Waseda University? And then did you and your husband also win or granted an award in Japan? Tell us more about those two things.
Yeah, it's been interesting how I think the women, they're making such beautiful and quality work. And I think the jewelry speaks for itself, but it's been neat how this story has spread across Japan. And yes, like you said, I was asked to do a TEDx talk and was able to share the story of the beginning, and more importantly, stories of some of the women who I'm working with, because it's their story that is the most interesting, I think, as they've experienced hope. And then several years ago, my husband and I were given an award on behalf of our team that is overseeing the Nozomi Project. And it was for the ways that Nozomi has benefited society in Japan. And we didn't even realize it at the time, but we were granted the award by the Prime Minister's wife, Abe Akie, who is just a delightful woman. And through that, we've been able to create a really sweet friendship. And even to her last year visiting the Nozomi Project and getting to meet and hug every single one of the Nozomi staff. And she has worn proudly her Nozomi pieces. And we're just delighted in her friendship with our project.
That is awesome. What an incredible story. You know, I'm just so moved and inspired by what you have done and these ladies have done. It's amazing the way lives have changed and the impact on the community and now worldwide. But an emerging vision came for you that went beyond, which is, you know, most of us would think, wow, this is enough, what they're already doing. But you have a heart for things in other countries and women abroad. Tell us more about what's on the horizon.
Two summers ago, my husband Eric and I decided to take our family to Cambodia, where Asian Access has been at work. And we felt it was important for our kids to see what's happening in other parts of the world, not just Japan. And as we were there and interacted with some Asian Access leaders who we just loved and respected, who are from Cambodia, God just tugged on our hearts and showed us girls and women who are there who are desperate for real wages, for real jobs, for trade that will keep them out of the sex industry, keep them out of the factories where they will be abused. And God gave us the idea, maybe we could do something like Nozomi and support the women who are being rescued there by our Asian Access partners. And so over the last year and a half or so, we've made 4 trips to Cambodia where we've taken some of our Nozomi staff, some of our local community here in Ishinomaki, and we're continuing to explore ways that we can work with women in Cambodia who desperately need work and who also desperately need hope, like the women at Nozomi did, and find ways to create work for them. So right now we're partnering with a local denim company there in Cambodia who have denim waste, and we're finding creative ways to use the waste to be able to make products that we can eventually turn around and sell. Our first project that we've given them is to make gift bags that we can use here in Japan at Nozomi Project to send out some of our new ethically sourced earrings that we're coming out within a month or so.
What an awesome project this is turning out to be. In fact, last month I had the privilege of bringing those bags to Japan.
Thanks,
it was
Joe.
Remarkable. And it seems like it's an idea, a project that is just growing. It has potential for empowerment of women, not just in Japan and Cambodia, but perhaps beyond. If as you look to the future and as you think about those who are listening today, what can people be thinking of? How can they be praying for us? What would you encourage folks to be doing, and can they get involved? Can they be praying? Can they get online? Can they come and serve?
I would say yes, yes, and yes to all of those ideas, Joe. You can get online and look at our website. You can become a Nozomi partner where you order things online and you sell them for us at your church bazaar, at a neighborhood function, at a family reunion. We can give you discounts to help you be able to do that. You can go to local boutiques or stores and ask if they would be interested in carrying Nozomi and contact us if that's so. You could come over and volunteer, bring a team, and be part of what Nozomi is doing as we seek to reach out to these other places. You can pray for us. We don't know what God has, but we sense God leading us toward even more of ethical sourcing and finding ways that we can support women in Asia, and even being part of a bigger movement of what I really sense God doing across the world, of saying it's not okay that there's women who are being pulled into human trafficking. It's not okay for children. We're going to begin to support organizations and just shop ethically because it makes a difference. And those kind of things, little decisions, can make a big impact on our global world, I think.
Sue, thank you for spending time today. You've inspired me, and I'm encouraged by what you're doing and encouraged by the Nozomi Project and excited to see where God will take it in the future. I hope many of you out there will be praying for Sue and for the Nozomi Project. Please do join us, nozomiproject.com, to check out some of the jewelry. You might want to buy some, and please do get involved. Thank you, Sue, for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Joe. We really appreciate your support in doing this for us.